In 30 cities around the world this past weekend, hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets calling for peace and a return to democracy in Myanmar or Burma, where mass protests against the military regime have been brutally suppressed. Across Asia, Europe, Oceania and the United States, demonstrators turned out in a massive show of support for Buddhist monks and civilians who led weeks of protests against the junta, which has ruled Burma with an iron fist for the past 45 years. An unknown number of protesters were killed and injured and hundreds more arrested as the military moved to quell the protests that began in mid-August over sudden increases in the price of fuel and basic foods. Over the weekend, calm returned to Burma's big cities and security was stepped down, with the government saying it had released many of those held for questioning over the protests. However, the fate of hundreds of demonstrators, including many monks, is still unknown, and activists around the world are urging their governments to keep up the political pressure on the Burmese generals.
Seguo con grande trepidazione i gravissimi eventi di questi giorni in Myanmar.
Pope Benedict added his voice to those calling for a peaceful solution to the pro-democracy protests in Burma. His words came as he addressed pilgrims gathered on September the 30th at his summer residence of Castel Gandolfo. The Pope said he was following with great concern the situation in Myanmar, and he stressed his spiritual closeness to its people at this time of great trial. He urged everyone to pray that a peaceful solution may be found for the good of that country.
Auspico vivamente che venga trovata una soluzione pacifica per il bene.
In Britain, meanwhile, Catholic leaders have also called for prayers for the people of Burma, saying the movement for change must go on.
They look ridiculous now, the generals in Burma, because for so long they've held on to power, which is not in any way benefiting their people. And this is the time for change.
Bishop John Arnold is auxiliary in the Diocese of Westminster. He told my colleague Emma McCarthy that Catholics in London have been strongly supportive of the plight of the Burmese people.
As you know, London's a very cosmopolitan city and every nationality is represented here. And because we've got that freedom of speech, we've seen here quite a lot of manifestation of the disappointment that people feel that the protests in Burma have not taken shape more quickly in terms of managing some sort of change. So there's quite a strong feeling here among the press and certainly among the people that this is a moment really that Burma can't lose this time. Something has to change and to give in terms of freedom for citizens.
You in particular, in your own role, your religious role as religious leader there in Westminster, mm-hmm. as the auxiliary bishop, have called for prayers for the people of Burma. How do you think prayers can help in this time?
I firmly believe that God can achieve a great deal, and very often he uses us in ways we don't fully appreciate. And sometimes we can feel very powerless in ourselves about what we can do as individuals. But when we're seeking the truth and praying for something to happen through the workings of God, then I believe that God's providence can be at work in ways that's beyond our knowing and our achieving as individuals. And with Burma, of course, we're a long way. We're on the other side of the world. The wonderful things that are happening in Burma is that this time the protests of the people are being seen, and the horrors of what's going on in Burma, in terms of the whole military regime, have been seen anew by so many people around the world and appreciated in a new way. And I do believe that in a sense, is the fruit of prayer, that we should know about the injustice in our world and feel strongly enough that we've got to change something.
Indeed, one of the key issues here is social justice. Is there a fear among the parishioners, among the faithful in London, that international politics will stand in the way of social justice being carried out for the victims of this repression?
Well, politics is a very complex business, isn't it? And really, here we've got a people struggling for basic rights. They live in the richest country in Southeast Asia, rich from its natural resources, oil and gas and the fertility of its land, and they're living in abject poverty because the generals hold all the power and all the wealth. And unfortunately, the generals have some powerful friends in China and India, and it's where the power lies that we've got to be so insistent that those who have the power recognize the needs of the people who, after all, are within their care. They dominate over people, but in fact, they politically can change things so easily for the better in Burma. And we've got to make sure that these protests ring out loud and clear, so that something must happen. They look ridiculous now, the generals in Burma, because for so long they've held on to power, which is not in any way benefiting their people, and this is the time for change.
Do you feel your call to prayer, your invitation to people across the world to keep the focus on Burma now in this time where it seems that the military junta have managed to quell and quash any type of protest within the country? Do you hope it will be successful in keeping the international community's attention on the issue at stake?
I think that the international interest is still very strongly there. The United Nations have sent their envoy. We've seen the pictures. I think there must be a degree of embarrassment, too, for the Chinese leadership. You know, they're gearing up in every way for the Olympic Games. I think people understand that China could contribute a great deal in terms of changing the system in Burma. Maybe we've got to say that they must do that if we're going to fully support things like the Olympic Games and the trade that they've managed to build up so dramatically in the last few years with the rest of the world. So I'm hoping that there will be a sustained criticism of Burma and its generals, so that finally some justice can come to that country.
As a man of religion, did you personally feel touched when you saw that this government showed no qualms whatsoever in going in and using violence, indeed killing other men of religion?
Well, when I was in Burma in February, I have to say that one of the most striking things was the serenity of the monks, how many there were and how well they were received and with what reverence they were held by the people, not just the Buddhists in Burma, but by the Christians too that I met and spoke with. And that a regime should turn on peaceful protests so brutally, I think is a step beyond which I believe the free world can tolerate. I can't believe that we can turn a blind eye when pacifist monks simply say that their voice has got to be heard in the injustice that's going on in Burma. It can't go silent again, surely. I do believe that the monks have been heroic and so dignified in their protests. We can't lose sight of what they've done. And the repression now of the monks is really appalling. And I wonder if it's the last desperate acts of the generals who realize that they have absolutely no support at all within the country.
Regarding interreligious dialogue, this, of course, once again brings to the fore the very, very good and very positive relations that exist between Christians and Buddhists worldwide. We've seen Christians worldwide really mobilised, who have really felt terribly about what's been happening to the monks, the Buddhists and civilians in Burma.
Yes. Yes, it's good to see, isn't it, that we do have levels of dialogue these days and an understanding between faiths, so that we can stand shoulder to shoulder with people who may believe in a very different system of belief to ourselves. But with all the major faiths, we've got so much in common in terms of dignity, respect, rights, sanctity of life, peaceful coexistence. And I think that this new understanding between faiths, which works in so many projects around the world, is something very much enhancing the world in which we live, and we desperately need it for our coexistence in the future.
But what exactly can the international community do to support the monks and other peaceful protesters whose voices have been so brutally suppressed over these past weeks? Dr. Maung Zani is co-founder of the pro-democracy Free Burma Coalition and a visiting research fellow at Oxford University in the United Kingdom.
I think the international community is divided on Burma issue, primarily on the definition of what constitutes a Burma problem or what is the problem. For the West, the problem is issues of legitimacy of the junta, lack or complete and utter lack of human rights, civil liberties, as well as, of course, a lack of that democratic process. You know, the junta has barred elected representatives from the 1990 elections from taking office. That's been, you know, that prevention has been in place since after the elections. But for the Eastern or Asian countries, particularly China, India, and ASEAN, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, it's all about political stability. And, you know, like these are countries that are not too keen on liberal democratic principles. However, there seems to be some significant shift insofar as the Chinese and the ASEAN position towards Burma is concerned. ASEAN countries collectively has issued a statement that is extremely, extremely harsh by local standards. You know, Singaporean Prime Minister, who is currently the chair of the ASEAN, said the situation is likely to get more dreadful, and they're very, very concerned, and they're putting enormous pressure on the junta to cooperate with the United Nations. And the Chinese are saying they're extremely concerned, in quotes. And that's a very unusually blunt diplomatic language coming from Beijing. Usually the Beijing hides under this cover or facade of, you know, non-interference, although Beijing has supplied, you know, $2 billion worth of arms and raking in, you know, from the natural gas finds in Burma. So things, the gap between the West and the rest of the world on Burma seems to be closing. And the only country that I would be concerned about in terms of being obstructionist towards finding a solution is Putin's Russia. The Russians still defining the Burma problem strictly as you know, domestic affairs, and also Russia has you know, close links with the Burmese junta. They're training scores of Burmese military officers in nuclear engineering and nuclear technology, and they have also, the Russian companies, particularly one company, has sold nuclear technology and helping the Burmese junta built a nuclear reactor for ostensibly peaceful purposes.
Dr. Zani says the recent protests in Burma are the direct consequence of decades of growing poverty and oppression. He says it's vital the international community supports the Burmese people in their struggle for long-term solutions to these problems.
You know, what we are hearing or seeing, you know, these like right abuses, like a crackdown on like a peaceful demonstrators, especially Buddhist monks that are revered in our country, they're all byproducts of two major problems that we have faced as a country since independence. One is the long-running conflict, and the other is widespread and growing poverty. And poverty definitely has resulted from the complete and utter incompetence of the military leadership since 1962. But conflict preceded the military coming to power. But, you know, if the international community wants to be helpful, they should start thinking long-term solutions. You know, like the crucial question is, how do we help de-escalate the conflict and address the issue of widespread poverty? And the current approach hasn't been helpful, especially trying to isolate the country and impose sanctions on a country that is already being isolated and you know, impoverished deeply. And so, you know, sanctions just adds to the issue of like poverty. You know, those are the issues that the international community should seriously reflect on and come up or help us find solutions, especially when the Burmese themselves are, fighting this regime on the ground. And, the Burmese are not, political welfare recipients or wanting to be rescued by any military intervention. But, they're doing their part, and I think the international community should be expected to show some solidarity in a way that is, not just empty gesture, but concrete initiatives. And it can hold six-party talks along the lines of North Korea disarmament, or it can call for, it can host an international conference on Burma, bringing both China, India, and ASEAN. I think India and ASEAN are ready to join any international effort, but it is the Chinese that have not reached that point of recognizing that the problems in Burma are not just simply domestic. They are having major spillover impact on both international relations and on the neighboring country, especially in terms of refugee flows, the narcotic trade, the spread of communicable diseases.
Thanks there to Dr. Maung Zani, co-founder of the Free Burma Coalition and a visiting research fellow at Oxford University.